Omid Aleph, let us again start the Gemara. Nan Hosam Shvuei Shtayim Shehein Arba. There are two Shvuis, which are one is Mechuyiv Min HaTayre, a Korban Oyla V'Yoyred, which is Mepurish Bekra, and we are Marba, another two Shvuis. Let us see Rashi. Nan Hosam B'Mesech Shvuis, Shvuis Shtayim. Shvuish shall bitui lohora oy lahetiv, shtayim hain, leishai balayim kolben oy leviyere ta'omer beparsha. The person makes a shvua lohora lahetiv, and that means he made a shvua that either he'll eat something, that's lahetiv, oy lohora, he won't eat, oychel, loy oychel, and he was oyvan de shvua, so he's chayiv a kolben oy leviyere, that means that there are different madreges. An osher brings a kisba, a bal brings shtei teirim, one is a chatos and one is an oila. There's a merdike, Ebenezra says, pshat really, by all these kolbonis, the chiv is a chatos. That's what a bal brings, shtei teirim, one is an oila and one is a chatos. The oila comes in, b'mokim ha'imurim of a kolbon chatos. When the person brings a behemoth, there are imurim, which one is makter on the mizbeach. A oif, there is no imurim. So that is the necessity to bring two kobonis. The oila is bemokim the imurim of the chatos. Al koponim, adal brings two oifes, shtei teirim, and adali dalim brings a siri sa'ifa, which is also a minchas chayte. The nafki melahora ilahaytif, we learn out from the Pasuk Lahora Lahetiv, the Mashma Lahaba Oichel V'loy Oichel. So these are the two Shvuas that a person is Mechuyiv a Kolben Oyla V'yayri, that is Mefurish Pekro. Shehein Arba, and we learn out two other Shvuas. Yesh L'chol Rabbeis Oichtayim Meiribi Akosuv L'chol Asher Yevatei Ha'odom L'Rabbeis L'Sha'ova. And from the Lekoil, we're Marbe, two Shvuas Lisha'ova. Ochalti v'loy ochal, loy ochalti v'ochal. In the Tanna of this Mishnah holds, if a person was over on a Shvuas Lisha'ova, that means he said a Shvuas Sheker, he also brings a Kolben Oyla V'yoyret. So that is Pshat in the Mishnah. Shvuas Shtayim, there are two Shvuas Lahabo, which are Mefurish Bikro, and there are two more, which we learn out from a Ribi, that one is also a Mechuyiv, a Kolben Oyla V'yayred, and these are two Shvuas L'Sha'ova. Yediyais Hatume Shtayim Shehein Arba. Let us see Rashi. Yediyais Hatume Ha'amurais V'Kolben Oyla V'yayred. This also speaks about that the Chiyiv is a Kolben Oyla V'yayred. And what is the case speaking about? Oy nefesh ki siga. Vamrinim b'mesechei shvuis she'ein akosuv medaber elo b'tumes mikdash v'kadosha. It is speaking about a person either entered the Beis HaMikdash b'tume or he ate kotshim b'tume. She'la'acher she'nitmo ochal kodesh oy nichnas l'mikdash. Period. That is what the parasha is speaking about. V'yalfinam hosam she'enay mischayiv elo b'yediyah t'chile v'yediyah b'sof v'helem b'ntayim. The chi of kolben, this is a unique kolben, that he's only mechuyiv if there was a yediyah mitchile. Kigoyin. She'yoda she'nitma. In order to be mechuyiv this kolben, first he had to know that he had become tomek. Period. Then he forgot that he was Tomei, va'ochal kodesh, and he ate kodesh. So Kozman, he didn't realize that he had eaten kodeshim b'tumei, there's no chiyuv kolben. Umisha ochal, after he had eaten the kodesh, behelem tumei, he had eaten the kodesh when he was unaware that he was Tomei, umisha ochal, yoda she'ochloi b'tumei. Afterwards, he reminded himself that he had eaten it betumen. Shtayim hein mi mashmois akosov. So the mashmois akosov is speaking about two cases. What are the two cases? V'nelam mimenu v'hu tomei. It is speaking about that b'shas he was over, he was then unaware that he was tomei. Mashme shenelam mimenu tomei. He was unaware that he was tomei. Avol zocher hu she'ochal kodesh. He always knew that he ate kodshin, v'shezeh migdash, and this is the base amigdash. Hareishtayim helem tume legabi kodesh. So there's one case that he ate kodesh when he was unaware that he was tame. The helem tume legabi migdash, or he entered the base amigdash and he was unaware that he was tame. That are shtayim hamafugashim bekra, that is chayiv a kolben oil of the yoyres. And the Mishnah says shehein alba. There are other two cases. Which one is also Machayev HaKolben Oyla V'yoyed? Yesh L'chol HaRabois Oyd Shtayim. There are two more cases. Meribui V'nelam V'nelam Beis Po'omim. Twice it says in the Parsha that there was a Halome. So here we learn out L'Rabois Es HaZocho L'Tome. Here we're, this is a limud that even though he remembered that he was Tome, Avol Nelam Mimenu Kodesh. But here he was unaware that this basar is kodesh. Kesavol shechulin hay. He thought this was psar chulin. Oy nelam imenu migdash. Or he was unaware that this was the mokem hamigdash. And so this is helem kodesh and helem migdash. So that is pshat in this Mishnah. Yidiyas hatume, which yidiyas hatume means they were speaking about the halomis of tume when he was unaware that he was tomei. Shtayim, there are two cases when he was unaware of the Tumeh and he knew it was Kodesh, and this was the Beis HaMikdash. Shehein Arba, when he was aware that he was Tumeh, but he was unaware that this is Kodesh, or this is the Mokim HaMikdash. Mareis Negoim, Shnayim Shehein Dalet. The Mishnah Shavuos is speaking about all the Beis Shehein Dalet. What is this speaking about? So Rashi says, Marois Nigoin, Li Tomei Behem, that a Metzayda becomes Tomei with these Marois. Shnayim Hem, there are two Marois, with a person has these Marois, he becomes Tomei. What are the two Marois? Seis Ubaheret. And Rashi will explain that too. Shehein Arba, and we learn out there are another two Marois which he becomes Tomei. Meiribui sapachas. We learn out from the word sapachas, and the translation of sapachas is shehu mashmet teilo. This is a mare, that is a tofel, a tilde of the seis and baheret. Kemoi tzvocheini no el achas, which is there also a loshen teilo. So we learn out from sapachas marbe teilo lezu ulezu. That there are another two maris, which a mitzvah also becomes tamei with these two maris. And these two maris are tfeilois for seis and for sapach. Now Rashi explains. Teilde le seis, the teilde le baheres. That is the sapachas. There are two maris, which are teildes of seis and baheres. Vishonu chachomim. Now to specify exactly what the maris are. Baheres azo kashelet. The Mara of Beheres is a brilliant white like snow. Shniyala, so the Sapachat of Beheres is Kesida Heichel, the plaster of the Heichel, which is also a brightish white. Seis Katsema Lovam, the Mara of Seis is like white wool. Shniyala Kikrumbeye, like the Krumbeye, the shell of a beye. Mara Loshen Zochahu, Mishimochi Toni Shnayim Shehein Dalet. Rashi says why it says a loshen zochovir, because mare is a loshen zochov, that is a shnayim and not shtayim. And then the Mishnah says also, yitzis ha-shabbos shtayim shehein alba. And that is the Mishnah in Shavuos, which speaks about all the inyonim which have a similar characteristic, they're all shtayim shehein alba. So the Gemara asks, maishna hochi, the Toni Beis Shehem Dalet Bifnim. Here are the Mishnah's Marech, the Shtayim Shehem Arba, for the person who is Oymed Bifnim, that is the Balabos, there are four cases of Chilul Shabbos for the Balabos, two cases of Eitzot, two cases of Achnoset, Ubei Shein Alba Bechut, and there are four cases for the one who is Oymed Bechut. So there it says, it says there's two times time Shein Alba. Umayishna Hosam Detoni Shtayim Shein Alba Besuloi. There the Mishnah says, Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Alba Besuloi. And the Mishnah does not elaborate over there the way the Mishnah elaborates here. So the Gemara answers, Hoche the Iker Shabbosu, this is Mesechta Shabbos. So therefore, the Tane had the Mokaim and the time to elaborate. Tani, Oveis, the Tani Tovis. So therefore, our Mishnah spoke about Oveis and spoke about Tovis. Hosom, the Lavikir Shabbosu, but this Mishnah Mesechta Shmuis, which just is bringing this halacha shtayim shein arba legabi shabbos agavucha with all the shtayim shein shabbos shtayim shein dalit. So since that is not the iker shabbos, it is not mesechta shabbos. So ovois toni. So he's only speaking about the ovois melachis. Teildes loitoni. He did not speak about any teildes. He's only speaking about the ovois. Let us see what Rashi says. Tani Ovois v'Toldes. Our Mishnah, we learned about the Ovois and the Toldes. Yitzias v'Hachnosais. Our Mishnah speaks about Yitzias. The Yitzias of the Sai of the Balabos and Sai of the Oni, and the Hachnosais of the Balabos and the Oni. Sheya Yitzias Ovois hein. The Yitzias and Av Meloche, the Mivayaviru Kel b'machne. This pasuk that we learned out from a Yavidu Kol B'machne is speaking about the Isser Haitzah. Moshe Rabbeinu told the Bnei Yisrael they should not bring from their oihel to the Machne Leviyah. Machne Leviyah was a Rishus HaRabim. So there the pasuk is speaking about the Isser of Haitzah Mirshus HaYochid Rishus HaRabim. Loi Mashme Elo Haitzah. So that is the Av. Elam is svaram rinam. There is a the Gemara that mentions a svaram michdei mirshus lirshus kopit kro. Since the Torah was makpid an aitzo mirshus lirshus mali afuki mali ayuli. L'chayre the yisoid hamalacha is to be mishana the rishus of the chayfetz. So we learn out misvore that to take in from a rishus harabim to rishus hayochid is also water. But since this is not mefurish bekro, this is a tolda. So, our Mishnah, that is Iker Shabbos, Toni, Oveis, V'Toni, Toldes. In that Mishnah in Shavuos, which is not Iker Shabbos, we only spoke about the Oveis. So let us see the Gemara further. Hasam the Lav Iker Shabbos, the Mishnah in Shavuos is not Iker Shabbos, Oveis, Tony. There it's only speaking about Oveis, Teldeis, Leiton. So the Gemara says, now let's figure out that Mishnah. Oveis, Mainiu. So what are the Oveis? So the only Oveis by Shabbos are Yitzias. The Yitzias, Trehavi. There are only two Yitzias. There's the Yitzias that the Balabos takes out the Chayfet from the Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim. And there's a second Yitzhiyah that the Oni takes out the Chayfetz from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim. So that there are only two Yitzhiyahs. So how could the Mishnah say Shtayim Shein Arba? The only way you can get Arba is if you'll add Achnosis. But if you're telling me that the Mishnah in Shavuos is not speaking about Achnosis, so where do you have Arba? Trehavi. Maybe you'll tell me, no, the Mishnah is speaking about only Haitzah. But there are two Haitzahs which are Achiyuv D'Oraisa. That's the hoito of the balabayis. The balabayis makes an akire. He takes it out from his reshus and puts it into the reshus haram, or puts it to the hand of the oni. That's one hoito de raisa. Another hoito de raisa is when the oni takes it from the reshus hayochid and takes it out to the reshus haram where he is standing. That's the two yetzias lachir. And may hand lift too. And then we have a hoitso, according to Shitas Rashi, that the akira was made. There was an akira made from the Rishus HaYochid. There was an akira made from the Rishus HaYochid. And according to Rashi, this only applies by the Balabos. There are two oifanim that the Balabos can make, and the Balabais can make an akira, and the Oni makes the Hanoch. Example number one is, the Balabayis takes the Chepitz and stretches his hand out into the Rishus HaRabim, and the Oni takes it from him. That's one oifen of Akira. Another oifen Akira is that the Oni put it in his empty hand, and the Balabos picked up the Chepitz from the ground and put it into the hand of the Oni. So these are two Akirais that the Balabos made, which is also a Yitziyeh, and these two are also Midarabonot. So that's what the Gemara wants to say. The Mishnah in Shavuos is only speaking about Hitzot. But what are the other two Yitziyas? The other two Yitziyas are two Akiris that the Balabayis made on the Chayfet. That cannot be true. But Dumye the Maris Negoim Ktoni. In this Mishnah of Shavuos, we have many cases of Shtayim Shehein Arba. And the case of Maris Negoim is speaking about that the all four Maris are the Zachiyev Dirais, he's a Metzayra Dirais on all four Maris. So it would seem that all the other cases of Shtayim Shehein Arba are similar to Maris Negoim. And just like Maris Negoim, the Arba are all Mechuyev min ha-Toyre. So all the other cases, including Yetziyeh Shabbos, also have to be speaking about that the Shtayim Shein Abba are all Mechuyev min ha-Toyre. Ma hosom kulu lechiyuve, avochen nami kulu lechiyuve. So memele, so we have a problem over here. So how could you say that the Shtayim Shein Abba, which the Mishnah in Shavuos speaks about, you're telling me it's not speaking about Teildes, it's only speaking about Ovois, and there's only two cases of Yitziyah min HaTorah, and the Mishnah is not speaking about Chiyuvim deRabbono, so you do not have Shtayim Shein Arba. That is the Gemara's Kashi. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Tarti Havyin, the Oni or the Balabayis. There are only two cases of Hoito min HaTorah. That the Balabos took it out into the Rishus HaRabim, and the Oni took it out into the Rishus HaRabim. Umay Shehein Arba Diktoni Hosam. So where do you have another two cases of Hoito? Ah, you'll tell me. Mehen lechiyuv, umehen leptu. That is another two that are potter. So Rashi explains, yitziyais the oni or the balabayis lechiyuv. There are two oifanim of yitziyis that the one who does it is mechuyev. If the oni took it out, the oni that is standing outside, he took out the chayfet from the rishus hayochid into the rishus harab, that's the one case of hitzo, he's mechuyev. Or the Balabayis, or the Balabos took it out. That's also a case for Chiyuv. The Yitziyas Shtayim Shel Ptur, and there are another two Yitziyas of Ptur. So Rashi explains, what are the Shtayim Shel Ptur, which are Potter Avoloso? Shtei Akirois Shel Oito. The other two cases are when the Balabos made an akire, which eventually ended up with a hoito. And what are the two cases? So Rashi says as follows. Case number one. Kigoin poshat bal habayis yodoi melei elechut. He had a Yad Mole, his hand was full of a chayfet, and he stretched his hand outside. So he made an akire. V'not al oni mitoicho. And the oni went and took the chayfet from his hand. Harei potur shobalabai. That's one potur shobalabai. The kachoshev leitane de masnisen. That's one case of potur avolos. In a second case, Potter Avoloso, Uchigoin, Posha Ta'oni Yodai Reikonis Lifnim, which is as yet nothing, V'nosan Balabayis Lisoicho, and again the Balabos made the Akire, which started off the Heitzo, he took the Chayfetz from the ground and put it into the Yad of the Oni, Harei Potter Sheini Shel Heitzo, Shu Osa Lechatchile. These two cases are also lechatchile, the gazrinon, and that's why Rashi was medayik, that the cases of poter avol osa are only speaking about a tzir that the balabos made an akire. And why is the Mishnah speaking about specifically this case? The gazrinon, because by this case we are geizer, shema yasa hanocha al akirosa. He says, according to Rashi, the Potter Avolosa is speaking about a Hascholas HaMeloche, that is a possibility it might eventually end up by becoming a Meloche Gemure. So even though it did not end up by becoming a Meloche Gemure, Al Koponim, this is Potter Avolosa. The Gazrin in Shema Yasa HaNochal Ala Kirosai, Vahainu Shehen Dalet Diktoni Hosom. So these are the shtayim shehen dalet. So if you're telling me that the Tan is not speaking about hachnotildes, he's only speaking about yitziyos avos, so you have to say the shtayim shehen arbe includes mehem lechiv and mehem leptur. So the Gemara asks, hodumye demaris negoim ktoni lo. The shtayim shehen arbe is similar to the shtayim shehen arbe of maris negoim. Mahosom kulu lechiyuve. By Mares Negoim, whatever Mare the Mitzayra will have, he's a Mitzayra. Shebe'eze mehem shenitma bo, v'nichnas lemigdosh chayet. Others ask on Rashi, the Miri also doesn't learn like Rashi, why Rashi is now speaking about a case of going into the Beis HaMikdosh. The poshet the tzir of Maris Negoim Shtayim Shein Arba means that he becomes a Metzoyer and he's mechuyev to bring the Kabonis Metzoyer. We're not speaking about now about Tumas Migdosh or Tumas Kodesh. About Koponim, the case of Maris Negoim, all four tziyurim are tziyurim of Chiyuv. Ma hotam kulu lechiyuve, all four cases is all mechuyev. Shbeizvim shenitin above and nichtas lemigdosh chayit. So Mamele, the Shtayim Shehein Arba of Shabbos also should be speaking about a case that's Kula Lechiyuva. So now Rashi explains why did the Gemara only ask for Maris Negoim. There are other two cases. There's Yediyas Hatumeh, Shvuis. Why did the Gemara only ask for Maris Negoim? Ulahochi porech mi maris negoim, de ilu shvuis vi yedis pluktuhu. There's a machloikis by shvuis. Dikaman di yoma bi shvuis, eine chayev, ella al ha osid lovoi. So it's not muchach, the shtayim shal arba means that the zachiev korban oila vi yoyred on all four tziyurim. Ui bi yedis nami ikalaman di yoma eine chayev, ella al helem tumim. So therefore, but the Gemara asks, about that's klar that Maris Negoim Itzich is speaking about that he's chayiv on all four, and Yitziyah Shabbos is similar to Maris Negoim. So therefore, we're stuck with a problem. So what is the case? Where do we have a case that by Shabbos he's chayiv? Dalet Chiyuvim, if he's only speaking about Ovis. That was the Gemara's Kash. Elo Omar Rav Pop. So now Rav Pop comes and says a a different tenet. Hoche de Iker Shabbosu. If I'm from Gakashi, why in our Mishnah does it say Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim, Shtayim Shein Arba Bechutz? We elaborate. And there it only says Shtayim Shein Arba. So Rav Popper says as follows. Hoche de Iker Shabbosu. Here, this is Masechta Shabbos, Toni, Chiyuvi, Upturi. So here we speak about Chiyuvim, which there are Chiyuvim in our Torah, and we're speaking about Isurim Darabonim. Hosom, the Lav Iker Shabbosu, but there Masechta Shavuos, not Iker Shabbos, Toni, Lav Iker Shabbosu, Chiyuvi, Toni. So there we only speak about chiyuvim. Upturi loitoni. There we are not speaking about any pturim. So the Gemara says, fine. Chiyuvi mainiu. So where are your four chiyuvim? Yitziyais. Yitziyais tati havin. You don't have four oifanim of yitziyais. There are only two yitziyais. So what are the four chiyuvim over there? So the Gemara answered, no, shtayim de haitza. There are two chiyuvim of haitza, haitza de oni, haitza de balabayis, ushtayim de hachnose. And there are two chiyuvim of hachnose. Hachnose de oni, hachnose de balabayis. So these are the four chiyuvim. There are four chiyuvim in Atayre. And so in these four chiyuvim we're speaking about two from the Oni and two from the Osher. So that's the Shtayim Shein Arba. But we don't elaborate about the other pu'ulis which are only Osa Midarabonon. So that's why with Shtayim Shein Arba we included everything. Masha'en Kein, our Mishnah, which is Ikir Shabbos, so here we speak about the Darabonons of the Balabos and the Darabonons of the Oni. So the Gemara asks, "V'ha yitziyais k'toni." How can you say that the Mishnah in Shabbos, the Mishnah in Shavuos, that says "Shtayim Shehein Arba," is speaking about two yitziyais and two achnoses? It says "Yitziyais Shabbos Shtayim Shehein Arba." So it means there are four yitziyais. So how, if he's speaking about yitzias, how can you speak about achnosis? Achnosis is not a yitzia. There's oitzo, l'rshus ha-rabim, and there's achnosa, l'rshus ha-yochid. Omar Rav Ashi, tane achnose nami oitzo korilei. That the tane of Shavuos, he calls achnosa also oitzo. According to him, Achnos is called also Eitzo. The Taisus HaRosh says, in Pasuk it says, Hine Anoichi Yoitzei B'Soich Mitzrayim. So what's Hine Anoichi Yoitzei B'Soich Mitzrayim? It's not going out of Mitzrayim, it's going into Mitzrayim. So Memele, you see, Achnos is called Eitzo. So Memele, the Tanakh calls Achnos Eitzo, so therefore we have Shtayim Shein Dalet. Mimai. So the Gemara says, where do you see that the Tana used the Lishna Dekra, that Achnosa is called Aitza? With the Snan, we learned in the Mishnah in Klal Godel, and the Mishnah in Klal Godel speaks about all the Lamates Melochis, and the last Melochis is Hamoitzi Mirshus Lirshus. Chayiv. The word Chayiv doesn't say in the Mishnah. Al Koponim Hamoitzi Mirshus Lirshus. So the Gemara says, "Mi lo yaskinon de koma ayil mirshus harabim l'shus hayochid." The Mishnah says, "Hamaytzi mirshus l'shus chayiv." Isn't the Mishnah also speaking about that he took from a rishus l'rabim l'rishus hayochid? Now, to understand this assumption, how the Gemara knew this, this is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, but the Vayel will learn the Gemara face value. He says, the Gemara has a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hamaytzi Mirshus L'shus Chayiv. And this Mishnah, it's Zichet speaking about that he also took in from a Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, the Kokori Le'aytzo, and the Tani called this Hamaytzi. he's speaking about Hachnose, and he called it Hamoitzi. So Memele, so you see that the Tane calls Hachnose Hoitzo. Fine. The time of my. So the Gemara says, good, you brought a raya from this Mishnah. But what is Take? How can one substitute the word Hoitzo for Hachnose? So the Gemara says, Kol Akiras Chayfet Mimkaimoi, by being Oike, the Chayfet Mimkaimoi, Tane Oitzo Kogilei. So the Sfas Emes explains this Gemara, that the, as we mentioned yesterday, the Iker Meloche is, Al Yoitzei Ish Mimkaimoi, you should not take out the Chayfet from its Mokke. The Meloche is taking out the Chayfet from its Mokke. So, it's, you, when you, how do you take it out of its mocking? By putting it into a different mocking. So it is no different if the mocking was a reshus harabim, and you're taking it out from the mocking by putting it into the reshus hayochid, or the mocking was a reshus hayochid, and you're taking it out of that mocking by putting it into the reshus harabim. He says, the yisoid hamalacha is the hitzah mimkoymai shahoya munachsham. And it is not called taken out till it's munach on a second reshus. But al koponim, the yisoid hamaloche is the taking out from mokim anochosai. So therefore, the Tane felt free to call haitzo, to call achnosa haitzo. Because in yisod, the achnosa is also a haitzo mi mokim shaho yisham. You're taking it out of that mokim. Omar avine, Masnisen nami deke. He says, you brought a raya from the Mishnah in Klal Gadol that the Tane called Hachnose Hoitzo Hamoitzi Milshus Lishus, and that Mishnah is speaking about Hachnose. So Ravine said, Masnisen nami deke. From our Mishnah we can also see that the Tane called Hachnose Hoitzo. Where do you see it in our Mishnah? The Mishnah starts off Yitzias. Yitzies HaShabbos. The Komeforesh, in the first Moshul, when the Mishnah starts explaining Yitzies HaShabbos, so the first Moshul is, Poshat Ha'oni Es Yodai Lifnim V'Nosan L'Sech Yodai Shobalabayit. The first Moshul to explain the Mishnah is that the Oni took a chayvet from a Rishus HaRabim and put it into the Yad of the Balabayit, that's standing Rishus HaYochid. So how can you explain Yitzias with a marshal of Achnose? This is a case of Achnose. So you see from our Mishnah also that the Tane Achnose Itzo Koriloi. That is the raya from our Mishnah. Shma Mino. Now let us see Rashi. So the Gemara said that there it's not Ikir Shabbos Chiyuvei Tani. Kedem Meforish Lekamei Beis Haitzois Ubeis Achnosis Bekulon Lechiv Biyochid Sheoson. If one person did the complete Meloche, Oni Levadoi, a Balabayis Levadoi, so there are four cases of Chiyuv. Taitzo Bachnosa of the Balabos, Taitzo Bachnosa of the Oni. Chiyuvi Maini. So the Gemara asks, what are the Chiyuvim? Yitzias. Kloima Yitzias Ktoni. We learned in the Mishnah Yitzias. The Mashma Haitzo. Lekach Metame. So the Gemara asks, Hai Mechiyuvi Ktoni. Which of the Chiyuvim are we speaking about? Al kochoch Yitzias lechudaya. We're only speaking about Yitzias. V'talti hu dahavien. And there are only two Yitzias. Umeshani, the Gemara answers, Achnos isnami ketoni badayu. That the Tane, when he's speaking about Yitzias, he's also speaking about Achnos. So the Gemara asked, where do we see that Achnos is called Yitzias? We learned the Mishnah in Klal Gadol, Midisnan Hamoiti Mirshus Lirshus, Kachoshiv Minyin Ovois Melochis Pepeide Klal Gadol. The Tan is speaking about the Oveis Melochais. So the Gemara says, so this Mishnah is Zicha speaking about Hachnosa also. Mi lo yaskinam, isn't the Mishnah also speaking about Hachnosa? To al kochoch Hachnosa nami chayev. One is Mechuyiv an Hachnosa also. Kedektoni matnisim, like it says in our Mishnah, ha'oni chayev. The oni is chayev an Hachnosa. Uktoni hamoitzi, and we learned hamoitzi. So this Rashi is a shreklach Rashi. This is a very shver Rashi to understand. Now what's shver about this Rashi? The shverkeit about this Rashi is as follows. Rashi is explaining that the Mishnah in Klal Godel has to be speaking about Achnosa. Now, the Mishnah in Klal Godel is speaking about Lamed Tes Ovois. There are 39 Ovois Melochis. Now, we learned already, Hachnose is a tilde, it's not an O. So the Gevorah says, you know, that Mishnah has to be speaking about Hachnose, because Hachnose is Chayiv. Good morning. Sure, Hachnose is Chayiv. But who's speaking about Chiyuv? We're speaking about Ovois. The Mishnah is speaking about Lamites Ovois. So, Adarabe, Lamites Ovois is only Haitzah. You brought a raya from the Mishnah that you're chayim an achnose. Pashtet you're chayim an achnose. You're chayim an a whole bunch of tildes also. But the Mishnah doesn't mention any tilde. The Mishnah in Klal Godel only speaks about the others. So Mamela, what is your proof? What is your proof that Mishnah is speaking about achnose? If I can't answer that, but see, I'm not speaking about achnose. Because achnose is a tilde. That's problem number one. In this kasha, the Tosfos HaRosh asks on Rashi, it's a very shver Rashi. How is Rashi proving that the Mishnah is speaking about Achnosa because Achnosa is Chayiv? What does Chayiv have to do with Ovois? In problem number two, the Lashon HaZov asks, Rashi had to bring a Mishnah that Achnosa is Chayiv. We learned in our Mishnah that Achnos is Chayiv. And without our Mishnah, we wouldn't know that Achnos is Chayiv. Rashi says, that Mishnah has to be speaking about Achnos because we learned in our Mishnah Achnos is Chayiv. Tal kochach Achnos nami Chayiv, kediktoni masnisin ha'oni Chayiv, uktoni hamoitz. So the Lashon HaZov wants to say pshat in Rashi, and let us look in the first Rashi on the Mishnah. The first Rashi in the Mishnah says as follows. Yitziyos HaShabbos Hoitzois Shemirshus Lirshus Hoamureis LeShabbos, which were said Legabe Shabbos. Hoamureis LeShabbos Shtayim Shehein Arba. Now, Lefi HaEmes, our Mishnah means that there are two Chiyuvim which are Mechuyiv Min HaTorah. And there are two chiyuvim which are mechuyiv midarabonim. There are two which are potter abol osar. That is pshat in the Mishnah. But if we look in all the other cases, shvuah shtayim shein arba, yediyas hatumah shtayim shein arba. So the shtayim is mefurish bikra, and the hein arba we learn other two which are nisrabe meyakra. But the shtayim seems that there's a beferish posik on the shtayim, and we're marbe another two. Now, here Rashi says, if the shtayim lechiyuv is haitzah v'hachnose, where does it say hachnose? What is the shtayim? Shtayim, so Rashi says, ho'amurois l'shabbos. There are two chiyuvim min ha'toyre which are mentioned legabi shabbos. Where did it mention Haitzah v'Hachnose? So Lashon HaZov says that this is how Rashi learned. Rashi learned if the Mishnah said there was some place that it mentioned two chiyuvim, the only place what mentioned two chiyuvim is this Mishnah in Klal Godel, Hamoitzi Milshus Lashus. And that is pshat in our Mishnah. That there are shtayim, which it says in this Mishnah, Hamoitzi Milshus Lashus,
Shehein Arba, there are another two which are only Potter Avolosa. But the Shtayim had to be mentioned someplace, and the only place it is mentioned is this Mishnah. So that is Pshat and Rashi. Miloyaskino, so this Mishnah has to be speaking about Hachnosa also. The Alkochach Hachnosa Nami Chayiv, Kediktoni Masnisen Aoni Chayiv, Ktoni Amoitzi. So Memele, so this, in this Mishnah, Alkochach has to be speaking about Hachnos. That's how the Lashon Hazov wants to say Pshat in Rashi. Masnisen Dohoche Nami Deke. Our Mishnah also is a raya that Hachnos is called Taitso. Hachnos Nami Kori Yotso. Because the Mishnah started off the Ktoni Yitzios. The Mishnah started off with Yitzios. Va'al Kochach Leimotzi Meforish Lo Di Yitzios L'chodayu. Our Mishnah cannot only be speaking about Yitzios. Umay Shehein Arbe Chiyuvi Yupturi. So Meforish Hachnosa Bereisha. He starts off with Hachnosa. Diktoni Keitzat Posha Ta'oni Es Yodei Lifnim Dahainu Hachnosa. The Tana starts explaining the Mishnah with a case of Hachnosa. Uktoni Lo Bepirusha Di Yitzis Alma Hachnosa Nami Kori Lo Hetzo. So that was the Raya of our Mishnah that so Bekitzer, ending this Sugya, the Vial, it comes out as follows. The Mishnah in Shavuos that says Shtayim Shehein Arbe is speaking about only Chiyuvei D'Oraisa. There are Shtayim, two Ovos and two Teldos. That's Shtayim Shehein Arbe. Two Yitzias and two Achnosis, and they're all Mechuyev Min HaTorah. Our Mishnah that breaks it down in Shtayim Shehein Arba Bifnim, in Shtayim Shehein Arba Bechutz. So our Mishnah already is speaking about there are two min haTorah, Haitzah v'Achnosa, and two Potter Avol Oser, which is, according to Rashi, is only Tziyurim of Haitzahs, Akiras of Haitzahs, by the Oni and by the Balabayas. Now let us see Tosfos. Let us again start from Tosfos. We started it yesterday, but let's start it over again. Shvuis Shtayim Shehein Arba. Bereish Shvuis Meforish. The beginning of Masechta Shvuis, the Gemara explains Shtayim. What are the two which are Meforish Bikra? Oichel V'loy Oichel. Tachsiv Behedye Bikra Lahora Oilehetiv. This is Lahora Oilehetiv. Dahainu Lahaba. These are two which one is Mechuyev HaKolben Oile V'Yoyed. Shehein Dalit, there are another two Shvuis, which one is Chayev HaKolben Oile V'Yoyed. Achalti V'Loy Achalti, Ta'osi Midrash. V'ho D'Loy Meforish Shehein Dalit Ezraik V'Loy Ezraik. Why didn't the Gemara explain that the Hein Dalet is also two Shvuis Lahabe, and it is not Lahora, and it's not Lahetiv. It's two Parav Shvuis, Ezraik, V'loy Ezraik. V'avi Osi Kulo Ke Rabbi Yishmoel. Because Pshat is like this, Rabbi Yishmoel holds that on a Shvuah L'Sha'ovar, one is not Mechuyiv Akolben Oile V'yoyred. And because of this problem, the Gemara says in Shvuis, the Mishnah cannot go according to Rabbi Yishmoel. Because the Mishnah says Shtayim Shehein Arba, and all four Shvuos is a Chiyiv Kolben Oile V'Yoyred. And according to Rabbi Yishmoel, on the Shvuah L'Sha'ovar, there's no Chiyiv Kolben Oile V'Yoyred. So Tosfos asks, why do you have to say the Mishnah does not go according to Rabbi Yishmoel? Let us say the Shtayim Shehein Arba is speaking about only Shvuos Lahabe. Shtayim means Lahora Lahetiv Oichel V'Loy Oichel. Shehein Arba is Ezraik v'loy Ezraik. It is not lahor and it's not lahetiv. V'loy havet tzarech lukmi b'trei tanoi. The Gemara in Shavuos has to say that our Mishnah is going according to tanoim. One is not according to Rabbi Yishmoel. One case is according to Rabbi Yishmoel. So Tosfos answers, we could not say a different akimte. Mishum de masnisen b'peide gimel tnan behedye. There the Mishnah alone explains that the Shtayim Shein Arba is Shehen dalet, ochalti, veloy ochalti. Period. Okay. Ve'im taima. Amai loiktoni. So, why does it not say in that Mishnah, shtayim shehen shmoino, that in actuality, there is eight cases of chiyuv. What are the eight cases? Oichel v'loy oichel. Ochalti v'loy ochalti. Which is all lahor alahetiv. Ezreik v'loy ezreik. Which is not lahor and not lahetiv. He'll throw a stone. He won't throw a stone. Zarakti v'loy zarakti. So really, we have eight cases of chiyuv korban oilaviyayet. The nearest of Taisvis answers the lakach pedish rashi bereish buiz. When the Tana says shtayim lahaba and shtayim la'ovar, the Tana means dovo v'chilufay. That means anything that is positive is one case. It could be oichel, it could be ezreik. The opposite could be loy oichel, loy ezreik. So dovo v'chilufay, that the Tana is calling two positive shvuas and two negative shvuas. It is no difference if the shvuas are speaking about